Let's turn now to Colorado, where a successful program to reduce teen pregnancy is in jeopardy. Last month, the state legislature voted down funding for the Colorado Family Planning Initiative. The program was aimed at teens and low-income residents, and it expanded access to hormonal implants and IUDs, so-called long-acting reversible contraceptives. And after 6 years, the results were significant. Teen pregnancy and abortions dropped in Colorado, which saved the state almost $80 million in Medicaid funding. But as we said, the program's future is uncertain. Larry Woke is Executive Director and Chief Medical Officer at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, the agency that oversees the initiative, and he joins us now from Denver. Dr. Woke, tell us in a little more detail just how effective has the program been?
The program's been impressively and incredibly successful. We've seen more than a 40% decrease in the number of unintended pregnancies and the outcomes related to unintended pregnancies. We've seen significant decreases in abortions. We've seen significant decreases in births. We've seen significant decreases in the downstream costs and effects because there are fewer pregnant women and fewer children living in poverty who need to be signed up for public entitlement programs like Medicaid or WIC for formula assistance. And so across the board, this has been a remarkable success story.
So a remarkable success story in that it has reduced teen pregnancies. It has saved the state of Colorado a significant amount of money. And yet, the Colorado State Legislature has voted against funding this program. It was initially funded by a private grant from a foundation, but the legislature has chosen not to continue the program. I mean, one of the reasons why we're seeing is that some legislators have said, hey, this program is actually redundant, that some of these contraceptive devices are more affordable and accessible than ever, and that federal funding should already cover them. So what do you say to that?
Well, the first thing I say is the private funding that we had received really was key and critical, but supplemental because there are other funding sources for the LARC, the long-acting reversible contraceptives, including insurance payments, both public and private, and more so, at least theoretically, as a result of the Affordable Care Act. The problem is the reality is that you know, these patients, these people, they walk into the clinics and they may not have insurance at that time, or their insurance might say that it covers LARC, but in fact, it doesn't cover it or it doesn't reimburse the providers adequately. And the other thing that we find is that a lot of providers aren't trained. Primary care providers, like myself as a pediatrician, aren't necessarily trained up to date on how to insert an IUD or implantable contraceptives. And so there's a training component to this funding that's pretty significant. So yes, things are changing. There is more coverage available, but there are still a lot of gaps, and we need either state funding or private funding to fill those gaps.
Now, this program was the subject of intense debate in the Colorado legislature because, you know, beyond the redundancy and the funding issue, what underlied some objection to the program was the question of abortion, because while we're talking about contraceptive devices, specifically with those IUDs, there were some legislators who said that there are cases in which, you know, the IUD doesn't prevent an egg and sperm from joining, but it does prevent implantation. So, I mean, I'm seeing here that, for example, Senator Kevin Lundberg called IUD, quote, devices that are used to prevent the birth of a live baby and therefore shouldn't be funded by taxpayers. So what's your response to that concern?
Well, I'm a clinician, and that sort of criticism has no clinical merit. It's strictly a political critique. You know, my goal is to keep people focused on the clinical merits of the program. So frustrating for me as a clinician that there were searches for political messages to try and then successfully take away the opportunity to provide public funding for this program.
Right. I mean, as you note, while there may have been political reasons for it, it has led to the very real conclusion of this program not getting any additional funding from the state of Colorado. So what is going to happen now that the funding's run out?
Gratefully, we've had an outpouring of support from many private foundations and funders throughout the state, as well as even from out of state. And so we're convening a group next week to discuss how we continue to sustain such a successful program. We still receive both state and federal money, as well as insurance money, to help sustain these programs for practices and providers. And so, you know, with some tweaking, I think we can work with these foundations, we can work with the insurance companies, and we'll continue to work with both state and federal government, because part of the success of this program is the diversified funding approach to sustain it, rather than be solely reliant on a single private funder or state funding.
Well, Dr. Larry Woke is Executive Director and Chief Medical Officer at the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment. Dr. Woke, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.